I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Watching her break down the news makes you smarter, and it's unclear if she's broken up with Carter. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kristen Doty and SE Cup now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests who were on together in 2019 and got along so well nothing could drive them apart, not even a fight about sketch comedy. My first guest is writing a book about how dating can make you crazy, and we're watching her gather her material in real time. From Vanderpump Rules, it's Kristen Doty. Hey, Kristen. I can always count on my next guest for a hot take on politics, and lucky for us, she gets just as fired up about all things Bravo. Mm-hmm. Say hi to the host of SE Cup Unfiltered on Saturdays on CNN. SE Cup! Great to see you both.
I'm setting my intentions.
Okay, good.
Very good for this year.
Okay, excellent. Are you quoting our New Year's Eve coverage?
I am. Thank you. Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
I'm setting my intentions for this show and for this year.
Very good. That was a long interview.
It was.
Yeah, it was. Behind the bar, she is taking a break from performing the most buzzed about one-woman show in New York to get us buzzed from Get On Your Knees, which was just extended at the Lucia Lortel Theater through February 16th. It is Jacqueline Novak. Hey, Jacqueline. By the way, just a shout out to Jacqueline Novak, because this show is like the talk of the town right now. Yeah. And that's kind of hard because Manhattan is a big town. So congratulations. Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Kristen, you're clapping especially heartily. Do you know Jacqueline's work?
Well, I am familiar with it. I haven't seen it.
Okay, very good.
That's what we want.
Yes. Yes. Essie, you hosted a panel at BravoCon, the unapologetic and unfiltered panel featuring Lala and Sheena, among others. Tell me about your experience, and did you meet any Bravo celebrities that got you excited?
It was the thrill of a lifetime.
Okay.
Okay. But it was also really challenging because it was six different housewives plus pump plus a Shaw.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On one stage, I had so many questions and so little time.
And it's hard. It's like herding cats, right?
Who surprised you? Well, I'll tell you, Leanne is 1,000% Leanne, right? Okay. She's Leanne plus.
Yes.
Which was something.
Yes. All right, tonight on Vanderpump, while news server Brett was breaking a sweat with Lisa, he was also throwing a little shade towards Sheena. It's time for our Shady Pump moment of the night.
So how's it going at Sook?
Sheena's been very nice. Too nice.
Sheena and I literally made out for 2 seconds in her kitchen, and you would think that I got on one knee and gave her like a 6-carat ring. We're friends. Like, I have to like almost hold a dictionary up to her to let her know what friend means.
Ooh, okay. All right. You don't like right? it. And it, he can get it, by the way.
He's really hot, but you don't talk about my shishu like that.
Right. In a recording studio across town, Lala and James were making sweet music to the tune of a rekindled friendship. Watch this.
Just embrace the fact that you are a good dude who may have done some f***ed up shit.
Like what kind of f***ed up shit?
Really? Body shaming people, calling me a whore.
Yeah, yeah, okay, fine.
Hillbilly to Britney.
That was not nice. Well, I definitely feel like I'm in a better headspace right now. You know, okay. I'm taking a really little drink in. It's getting real. If you'll consider it squashed, I consider it squashed.
Oh, we're squashed, baby. Just, you
so
know,
you're gonna unblock me?
You're officially unblocked.
Aww. Kristen, do you think we see a new James this season? Has he turned a corner?
I haven't seen the new James ever, no.
You have not?
No.
Okay. While Megxit is currently shaking up the UK, it's clear that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex haven't shaken Jax up at all. Watch this.
Oh, my gosh.
Britney has a tendency to raise the budget. She thinks I don't notice, but I notice.
Oh, my gosh.
Would she think we are Meghan Markle and whatever his name is? What is his name?
All right. Your questions for Kristen and Essie are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what 3 things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, while all of Kristen's friends are convinced that she and Carter should call it quits, tonight, Miss Doty still had doubts. Watch.
If you're trying to make it work with Carter, like, just tell me the truth. Did you talk to Carter?
No.
She's been asking him to move out, and he, like, won't go. This guy's manipulating you.
It does seem like you've latched on, and it's a comfortable situation.
Guess who she calls when she needs something, she needs help. Like, she calls me.
Is it working for you? I'm not gonna, like, try to, like, help, like, someone that's
You
struggling.
Haven't tried to help me. I haven't talked to you.
Stop acting like no one's been there for you. Please. It's so tired and old.
So Carter's moving in, too?
No. As of right now, he is not.
I am not 100% confident that we should be together.
Yeah,
but I'm also not 100% confident that we shouldn't be together.
All right, go to WWHL.TV to answer our poll. Do you think Kristen should leave Carter for good, yes or no? It seems Lord. Like a constant refrain among the others is that you are his. Okay, that's a landslide.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a landslide.
Seems like a constant refrain is that, oh, Carter's voting now. seems like a constant refrain is that you are his sugar mama. How do you respond to that? That you're paying his bill.
Was.
Bills. Were you his sugar mama?
I was helping him out a lot when we were together.
You are not together now.
We are definitely not together.
Definitely not
Single,
together.
Single, ready to mingle.
Okay. And here's
we
what...
We were just here, like, last time.
The last time
same thing.
Here.
That's what
yes,
I'm saying.
She said the same thing. Okay, good. Thank you, Essie. You
You're a fact check.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Keeping him honest. Here's what. If Kristen and Carter were looking for a sign that their relationship was beyond repair, tonight Carter got a big one in the form of needing relationship advice from Jax Taylor. Watch this.
It makes it everyone's business to know your relationship. You want to know what I would do? I would take a month break.
How often do you think we're going to see each other if she lives in the valley?
You're not supposed to see each other. That's the whole point of a break.
Don't you think that's something that she needs, the decision that she needs to make?
I am always the one that she calls when she's f***ed up.
You can't do that to her.
I'm not trying to guilt her. I'm not guilting her.
You can't guilt her like that. That's not fair.
He knows Kristen is so vulnerable right now. She's so easy, like, to manipulate, that he's taking advantage of the situation. I mean, that's some manipulative shit right there.
All right, stay on WWHL.TV to answer our poll. Do you think Carter is manipulating Kristen, yes or no? Was he manipulating you, do you feel?
When I watched that scene, I was like, oh my God, Jax, you have my back and you're right, and I'm confused, like, wow.
Right, that's confusing, right?
Yeah, for Jax to be Correct.
I've never been attracted to him before
until that moment.
Wow.
I was like, whoa,
wow,
okay.
That's
all right, let's
okay.
talk. Yes.
That is landslide as well. Okay, second, as if the drama in D.C. wasn't enough to make SE's cup runneth over on a daily basis, she moonlights as an expert on Bravo drama, too. So here's what. It's time to get SE's take on all things Bravo with We SE Each Other, round
okay.
three.
Okay,
on Vanderpump, thoughts on Sheena gifting an Apple Watch to Max, even though they were never officially dating.
Girl, you got a heart of gold. You got a heart of gold, but it's gonna bite you.
Okay, thoughts on the Vanderpump kids growing up and moving to the burbs. Will domestication calm their crazy ways?
You know, I like it, and I'd also like to congratulate you for not moving to Stepford. It seems like everyone's choosing the same home.
But aren't you?
I'm in the Valley, but I have a fixer-upper from 1939.
It's a totally different house.
Good. Okay. Reaction on Dallas to Leanne Locken's tearful apology to Carrie for her comments.
The greatest 43 minutes of television I've ever seen, and I was shook.
You were shook. And did she sufficiently apologize? Do you think she...
No.
All right. On Orange County, Vicky raging at the reunion that RHOC is her show. She demands respect. Is it Vicky's show? How did you feel?
In her mind.
She told me
definitely.
That I need to remember where I came from.
I was like, do not talk to Andy that way. But look, it's not a lie if you believe it.
She believes
it's her
it.
Show. And so maybe it kind of is.
Thoughts on the new servers, Dana, Brett, and Max? Do you have a favorite thus
far? Listen, I love Dana, but to Brett and Max, they seem like nice guys. But listen, real gentlemen do not try to embarrass women they have hooked up with. Don't love it, guys.
Wow.
Don't love it.
Stassi said that Kristen is not growing alongside her and feels like she might not be able to stay friends with Kristen. Thoughts?
Look at this glow up, guys. Excuse me. This is a glow up, okay? Let's celebrate.
A New Jersey reaction to Danielle versus Margaret and the ponytail poll heard around the world and Teresa's blind defense of Danielle.
T, wake up. Wake up, T. You gotta get your head out of your A and see these people for who they are. Your friends have your back.
Jackson and Brittany are married. Predictions on how long the marriage will last. We did a poll with our audience last week, and they guessed 6 years.
I like to bet on success. I hope forever.
Thank you very much, SE Cup. Since you are such a Bravo fan, I want to gift you this Bravoholic hair clip that you can get at home at shopbybravo.com. Finally, Kristen and Carter's relationship may not be written in the stars, but I know her match is out there, and maybe they're a Bravo star. So here's what. It's time to play Dating with Dodie. I'm going to run through a list of Bravo celebrities. Tell me if you would date them or not. Okay, first, Shep Rose.
Absolutely not.
Have you hooked up with Shep
No.
Rose? No. Have you hooked up with anyone from Southern Charm?
Maybe.
Craig.
Maybe.
Craig, you and Craig.
Maybe and maybe not.
Okay. Austin.
No.
Okay. James Kennedy, would you get back with him?
What do you think?
Okay. What about Frankie Catania Jr. from Jersey?
No.
No. What about Carl from Summer House?
No.
Oh, okay. What about Mike from Shaw's?
No.
Joe Giudice is single.
Do you have
okay.
a passport?
Craig Conover. Craig.
We just went over that.
Okay. Brett from Vanderpump Rules.
After seeing the way he talked about Sheena, no.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kristen. Essie, we got a ton of questions for you about, what do you think?
What?
Your best friend, Meghan McCain.
Sure.
So many questions wanting to know, how is she doing? She was gone at the end of last week. Is there a feud between she and Abby Huntsman? What can you tell us?
No, she's sad Abby's leaving. Wishes her the best. Abby's leaving to join her dad's campaign in Utah for governor.
Right.
Meghan, as someone who is real close with her dad, totally understands
yep.
more than anyone.
Yep.
This desire. So she wishes her nothing but the best.
Do you provide an ear to listen to when things go rough for her on the show?
We talk a lot.
You do. There's a conservative voice that's going to be missing from the show. Would you ever consider joining The View?
You know, I've done The View a lot. It's a really iconic, dynamic group of women. And as they like to say, and I actually think they're right, one of the most important political shows
right.
in the country today.
Would you ever join the show?
I understand your question, Andy.
Yes. You're not answering it. Okay, let's go to Tyler from Delaware. Hey, Tyler, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Kristen.
Okay.
Kristen, my question is, can you list all of your ex-boyfriends from most favorite to least favorite right now?
So Carter Sandoval James, favorite to least favorite.
Carter Sandoval James.
All right. Very good. Let's go to Alex from Long Island for SE Cup. Hey, Alex, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
What did you think of Judge Judy endorsing Michael Bloomberg for president, and is that who you would have endorsed?
No, I love Judge Judy. She's one of my all-time favorites. Love her, love everything about her, want to be her for Halloween.
Will her endorsement move the needle?
No, I don't like what I call the parachuters, the people parachuting into the race late or with a lot of money. That doesn't feel very Democratic to me.
All right, on next week's Vanderpump, Stassi comes to TomTom for her book event and comes for Tom Sandoval, too. Here's a sneak peek.
Is there a freaking issue? What is not okay about having a bunch of customers in here buying drinks from your bar?
I've not gotten a single text message.
I didn't come to you and kiss your ring?
No,
I didn't. This is about you. I talked to Lisa.
Does Lisa make the schedule here? Does she?
Lisa owns most of this bar.
No, no, no.
How dare you come in here right now and do this? How dare you? How dare you? You selfish, egotistical piece of shit.
Okay. SE, we got a text from Gabrielle I. I heard you're good friends with Rick Leventhal. Do you think you'll be invited to his wedding to Kelly Dodd?
I am good friends with Rick, and I talk to Rick often.
Wow. And when were you surprised as a Housewives fan to find out that he was now in love with Kelly Dodd?
It was a world's colliding moment.
Yes, I'm sure that
least,
it was.
To say the least. Sure, but if I am invited, I will go. I love him. I've been friends with him for a long time.
Let's go to Leslie from Maine for Kristen Doty. Hey, Leslie, what's your question?
Hey, thanks, Andy. Kristen, my question is for you. I was just wondering what the current status was right now with you and Stassi, and if you think you'll be invited to the wedding.
Stassi and I exchange pleasantries. We text not very often, just kind of congratulating each other on whatever we have going on. And she's made it clear that she'll figure out if she wants to invite me or not as the year moves on. So we'll see.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, I introduced her to Bo, so it's a little weird.
Wow. I'll be interested to see how that went so south.
Same.
Let's go to Megan from D.C. Hey, Megan, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for SE Cup. I know international relations can get kind of dramatic, so which world leader would make the best Real Housewife? Also, shout out to Department of Defense.
Whoa. Shout out to the Department of Defense.
Well, wow. I love me some DOD. What world leader
would make the best housewife?
Well, there aren't a lot of women in those positions. I don't know. I think, you know, Meghan Markle's looking for a job.
I know. I'm ready to go. Okay, Kristen, Drew Boo CHS said, can you name one Bravo celebrity that we don't know that you've hooked up with? Can you tell us about one that you've hooked up with that we don't know about?
No.
No. All right. Colin K emailed SE, out of all the Democratic candidates, who were you surprised to learn dropped out?
Well, I was real surprised at Kamala, that she dropped out as early as she did. I thought she could go longer. It was so early. Anything could have happened.
Yes.
Yeah, that was early.
Rose K texted, Kristen, who do you think LVP babies or protects the most?
Stassi and Lala.
And Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Are you buddies with Lala?
Yes.
You
I
are.
Love Lala, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Why do you not believe me?
What? No, I do believe you. I absolutely believe
no,
you.
No, I really like
yes. Do you, are she and Randall a good couple?
They are the most gorgeous couple ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight's Shackle goes to conservative pundit Mark Stein. Do you know him?
I do.
He seems like a lunatic. He guest hosted on the Rush Limbaugh show. And did you hear about this?
Nope,
he
go ahead.
He questioned whether Pete Buttigieg is even gay or if Elizabeth Warren is even a woman. He went on to say the Democrats are all a bunch of old white septuagenarians. Mm-hmm. Right, because we can't all hang out with young, vibrant men like Rush Limbaugh. I want to thank Kristen, Essie, and Jacqueline for being here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
All right, we're back with Kristen Doty from Vanderpump Rules and Essie Cupp from Essie Cupp Unfiltered on CNN. Behind the bar, Jacqueline Novak is starring in Get On Your Knees at the Lucille Hotel Theater for February 16th. Is Get On Your Knees at all a response to Get On Your Feet?
I mean, I haven't done that much that's interesting on my feet, so to speak. You know what I mean? I just feel like there's not that much to explore there, you know? Okay. Whereas the knees, there's a lot.
You need taller guys.
Yes. Diana G emailed, Kristen, since you've gotten with Craig, can you rate his kissing skills from 1 to 10?
Who said I got with Craig?
Well, it seems
you
like
did, kind of.
It seems like, seems like you've at least kissed.
We have kissed. He's a great kisser.
Okay.
Not as good as Sheena, but like pretty damn near close.
Sheena's a great. Oh, she's that's great so funny. Kisser. Sheena got. Max said she was not
no,
a good kisser.
Brett.
Brett said she was not a good kisser.
I know.
Yes.
That's not nice. Well, Sheena's a wonderful kisser.
Okay.
I've made out with her nice. Plenty of times.
All right. Brittany from Kentucky. It's not.
Wait, what?
What? Kentucky, is it? Hey, Brittany.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's on.
Good, how are you?
Great, what's your question?
Yeah.
I had a question for Kristen and Essie. I wanted to know if you all think that Max will be the new Jax.
Will Max be the new Jax?
No, definitely no. not. No. I really like Max. He's like a really good, humble person. He just is. His D gets a little wet.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's Jax-like.
He has the Jax track record of like, effing too many girls, but he's kinder.
All right, let's go to Ashley from Iowa. Ashley from Iowa. Hey, Ashley, what's your question?
Iowa.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. I love watching you and baby Benny. I have a sweet spot for Benny. My husband's Benny, too.
Oh,
so
thanks.
My question is for Kristen.
Okay.
I was just curious, what happened with Carter's BMW, and is he working now?
Oh, Lord. Bless Jax's heart. So Jax was right about a lot of things this episode, but Carter doesn't have a two-seater. And what was the other thing? Everything Jax said about Carter's car was, I don't pay for it. Like, I never paid for Carter's car. Mm. So it was just all BS.
So does he still have the BMW?
He sure does.
Okay.
Does he have a job?
Yes, he has a job.
What
and
is
he doesn't,
his
and
job,
he doesn't
Kristen?
Live with me.
What is his job?
He's a photographer, and he's a photographer's assistant.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to Janelle from Ohio. Hey, Janelle, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Essie.
Okay.
I was wondering, what is your thoughts or opinion about Tinsley finally getting engaged to Scott?
I was shocked. Because they had broken up so many times and really seemed like he did not want to be in this relationship.
Right.
I mean, worked really hard to not be in this relationship.
Right.
And then this grand gesture, and they're together. So I'm thrilled. I want her to find happiness. She's such a good, nice girl, and she wants a family, and I think everyone should have that if they want it. So I wish them the best.
All right, let's go to Emberly from Detroit. Hey, Emberly, what's your question?
Hi. Okay, so my question is for Kristen.
What's up, Detroit?
Hi, I'll see you in Detroit, too, on February 19th.
Yes, to my podcast. Hell yeah. Hey.
So what about Witches of WeHo, like the wine? Because I'm obsessed with the Pinot Grigio. Is that, like, put to a stop, or is it to be determined? Or
you're still going to make the wine if you're not.
The wine is still available.
Oh, good.
Katie and I are working very hard on it.
All right. I want to thank Kristen and Essie and Jacqueline. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.